and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with, I don't know, Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin, and Mike broke a poster.
Yeah. People who are here live got the full story, but essentially, I was trying to show off a poster that I had by holding it up to the wall, and then I forgot that things have gravity, or gravity is affecting us all on this wonderful flat earth.
I mean, sometimes you just forget,
you know,
sometimes when you jump, you think you're gonna stay there.
Yeah, we're really just gonna gloss over the flat earth thing. Hey, okay, that's fine.
I mean, it shows more about you
than me, to be honest. Kevin's just like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Also, me and Mike accidentally matched today.
Yes, I am Mike, and I am holding on to the nostalgia of 2015, I guess.
I'm Kevin, and this is 2019.
Yeah, yours is definitely less old,
washed
out. Mine is
It's about 4 years younger than yours. Yeah.
Yeah. However, I will say the PAX shirt has held up the most. I don't buy shirts that often, but I definitely don't have that many like 6 year old shirts.
I guess we should tell podcasters what we're even talking about. We're both wearing PAX shirts, but
yeah. They know.
They knew deep down.
Exactly. But we're here to talk about Pokemon and PAX, I guess. There, you know what? There is PAX news. Hold up. PAX is coming back. PAX West is happening in September.
Oh, PAX, not bad.
Yes, September 3rd through 6th, 2021.
I actually had I'll talk about a PAX experience.
Okay.
I had the fortunate outcome of being able to attend PAX literally days before we went into nationwide pandemic. So that was nice. And I came out unscathed.
Unscathed with viruses or?
Yeah, with like, you know, it's weird too. Like, usually when I go to PAX, I kind of accept sickness as a part of the deal.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah, the pandemic's starting up, but it's not, like, you know, official. Mm. I could make it to PAX. And it was at the point where people at PAX were already starting to wear masks, and I wasn't. There was already, like, hand sanitizers, like, everywhere you go. And I didn't get sick.
Actually
took a pit stop in New York in a very condensed marketplace to get food.
Okay.
And then like 2 days later, New York is the epicenter of the virus. So
everyone's at home. Nobody can go out. You can't exit your house unless you're walking your dog. Oops.
No, I guess I got lucky.
Yeah. Or we're part of the problem. Who's to say?
Technically, there wasn't a problem.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was like March, end of March.
Isn't that something though? How, like, with all of these people wearing masks and all these people being, you know, quasi safe, not as much sickness this past year.
It's almost like they work.
Yeah. Right. Kevin. No! Don't. That would be the end of that mask, or the beginning of a wonderful future. Kevin put on his mask and was about to take a sip of his adult beverage, and that would have
adult apple juice.
That's what I call it. So go to PAX West.
I was just trying
September.
To sanitize it.
Yeah.
What?
We won't be there. We're not going to this PAX. We don't typically go to PAX Wests. The only ones we tend to even try to go to are PAX Easts. We haven't had much of a reason to go to PAX South or PAX West.
We're on the East Coast.
Yeah. However, now that we do PokeSports, and now that we have, like, not insignificant, like, growth in PokeSports, would you want to go to, like, a PAX together? Like a West or South? Not this one. I don't think I want to travel this year, but.
Yeah, sure. I have a lot of free time now. So,
that's true too.
I mean, honestly, I've been looking for grassroots tournaments around the New York, New Jersey area. Chicago just had their grassroots tournament like this last weekend, and it had a pretty good turnout. I think like 20 or 30 people from like the photos that I saw. So that was really cool.
Right.
I'm looking for New York, New Jersey ones just because I'm actually available on Saturdays and no one does anything Saturdays anymore.
And how has that search been? Well, you just
awful. They haven't gone anywhere. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there have been a lot of people who talk about wanting to do grassroots.
Wanting to.
Yeah.
But since it's not, you know, it's not going to be play Pokemon officiated. It's literally just for fun. It's really hard to get people to go out there. Even though I feel like we're at a point right now where people don't even care about CP at this point because CP doesn't matter because Worlds isn't happening until the following year. Yeah. But.
And CP is like, carrying over too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of dumb. It's been 2 years since they've earned it, but whatever.
It's going to be a completely different game.
Yeah. I'm like, really? I understand why they're doing it just so people feel like they didn't do it for no reason.
I think they're assuming that people aren't going to go. They're assuming that there are some people there who are just not going to go. They're going to introduce the new game and whatever competitive aspect goes along with that. And then you'll have people who drop off. You'll have people who stay on and that'll be that. And there'll be a lot of people who drop off while also getting their Worlds invite. And those people are just going to be like, well, okay, I guess I'm not playing this game. Or I hope they don't do like a Tokyo 2020 where they're like, this is Worlds for Sword and Shield. And this is Worlds for Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
That would be dumb.
I don't think I'd like that.
That would be dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also very sad that people that do well in this Players Cup get a global invite for a global challenge. And this was the only one I didn't do good in.
Yeah.
Why'd they wait till this one? And a lot of people are upset because they were like, wait, this is the one I decided to skip. And you guys are deciding that now you want to announce that you're going to have like a global challenge for the top contenders of this one. I mean, that is something you would announce before, don't you think? Right. You'd announce that, hey, guess what? If you play in this Players Cup, you'll get to that top contenders thing that we have later this year. Not, oh, hey, those of you that are already here, you have something else to do.
But right, what is your alternative, though? What is your alternative? If you haven't thought of doing that up until now, do you continue to not? Or do you announce it ASAP? Or do you wait until the beginning of Players Cup 5?
Is it too much of us to ask Play Pokemon to think, Mike? They got a lot of free time. They can think.
I appreciate that they're doing something extra for the Players Cup 4 people. Like, there's a lot of drop off now. They're like, we're a long ways into the game. We're considered PokeSports off season right now. So I get the need to add more content to what you're doing and make it more interesting. But right in the middle of a thing, and right when people are deciding that they don't really give that much of a crap about this anymore, like, they have set that up. If they want their players to give a crap, they should probably consider, you know, putting that as part of their advertising for the next tournament. Be like, hey, you know what? Hey, you want to come back and play Pokemon? You want to play Pokemon with us? Hey, that's what we're called. Play Pokemon. Come on. In the next tournament, we're going to do this awesome thing for you guys.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Like, yes, they should have done it from the start, but I can respect that, like, oh, whoops, pandemic, can't really do much of anything. We'll do whatever we can do. And so they did whatever they could do. And this worked. Players Cups were fun. But, yeah, I just wish that they wouldn't add in stuff in the middle of the fourth Players Cup. Come on.
Yeah. Or at least wait till the next one. But they probably just don't even want to. I don't know what they want to do, to be honest. At this point, I'm just waiting for live tournaments to come back now that I have time to actually compete in them.
Of course.
It's going to be great.
Isn't that, that's nice. That must feel so nice for you.
I remember that for me feeling to be like, hey, I want a day off. Okay.
Taking weekends back. Yeah.
You know, that's really nice. Or at least one of the days. Like, if I literally have nothing to do, be like, hey, I guess I'm playing Pokemon this weekend.
So how has that been for you? This whole, new life of yours?
It's good. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned that if I don't have motivation, I don't get it done. And I was very used to a 9-to-5 type of work environment where, like, you have a schedule, you go when your time is, you clock in, you clock out, you go home, you do your job. Now I don't have that. I don't have that kind of discipline. So it's been me battling with my laziness, because I'm a very lazy person. And I've started making schedules for myself. Really? So now I have a schedule. You don't see it at all. But
okay,
You get the gist of it. I have a schedule of just like the bare minimum of things I need to get done throughout the day. But it's nice being able to just like work from home for the most part. Like I only really need to go outside or go to the office when I ever need a contract or signing a contract with the client or seeing houses or conducting open houses. But the rest of the time I'm kind of at home, but I'm very comfortable at home, which is nice.
Nice. Yeah, I like a lot of other people out there adjusting to the whole work from home thing over the past, you know, couple of months to years. It's been better. It has been better overall. I think the
Are you lazy like me?
Yes.
Or are you at least more motivated?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Too late. People running a podcast. What could go wrong?
No, I mean, it's difficult when you're unmotivated, right? Like when I have my stuff in front of me and I'm like really in it, then I will be working hard throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, as long as I have like a project to be working on. Creating work for myself has been difficult, and that is how you succeed in working from home, is you create things for yourself to do. Like if you're just handling tasks, the people who handle the tasks the best are the ones who win. And the people who just kind of like go for the tasks and don't really know what they're doing or trying to figure it out, those are the people who don't succeed as much. So like there's a lot of self-learning involved. If you want to actually succeed in it, there's a lot of, like it's tough. It's tough. And that's kind of I think, what, to bring it back to Pokemon for a second, on PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast, this is what we're going to be doing a lot on the PokeSports offseason, is just going on.
We are segueing. Don't worry. Yeah. Get used to it.
PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon segue.
Just get on this train with us. It's a fun ride.
Exactly. With Pokemon, I feel like that is like what brought some people away from it, is not being able to go and hang out with their friends and play this game against each other. Like a lot of people, they only practiced in person, like at card shops or at gaming arcades or anything like that, like gaming stations. I don't know. And you know, not having that, it's just like you're forced to communicate with like people over Discord, which is cool. And like it works, but I feel like there's a whole community of people who are missing that.
And Pokemon's one of those rare games where you can kind of just play it in person, right?
Yeah.
It's such a fun game to play in person, arguably more fun to play in person than online. Like, yeah, there are just some competitive games that are just like PC only. You can't really bring laptops if you want, but you can't really bring a PC on your back and bring it to a card shop and, you know, play Dota live. Like that's what like professional players do. That's not what, you know, casual audiences do, but you could just whip out your Switch and game, you know.
Right. I mean, yeah, like people going to internet cafes and playing Dota or League of Legends or CS:GO or anything like that. Like,
do they have those in Canada? Those
they
are like
do.
Non-existent here.
Oh,
yeah,
they do.
Those don't exist.
Oh, they plenty of those in York and
probably
Jersey,
in the
for
city.
Sure.
Not in Jersey.
Really?
Because I live in the city in Jersey. There's not a single
wow.
one to be seen.
Wow.
Probably New York, yeah.
Definitely not like a very mainstream thing for people to do. A lot of people just kind of do it out of their own homes. They'll just, you know, buy their own computer and suss it out on League if they can. But it's like, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting transition back. I'm curious to see what the beginning of BDSP looks like, what the beginning of, you know, everybody being allowed out and about, what that looks like. That's going to be cool.
I was actually looking at some Pokemon Unite gameplay and I was interested.
Yeah.
They had like an open beta for the Japanese Switch. You can do it if you were on a Western account and just like pretended like you had a Japanese Nintendo account. and then downloaded it, but I was too lazy to do that. So I didn't get to play it, but I got to watch people play, and it looks interesting. I mean, I saw people go on like kill streaks and stuff, so I'm like, okay, I like this.
You know,
some Pentas.
I completely forgot that Pokemon Unite
in July
was coming on the Switch.
It's coming on Switch first. Yeah, oh. Mobile is in August, and it's going to be on the Switch in July.
See, because I played it for mobile when Canada was allowed to, but I had not considered that it's going to be on the Switch. I completely wrote it off. I'm not...
Oh, you thought this was mobile only?
Yeah.
Oh. No, it's Switch. And I feel like it'd be more fun to play with a controller than anything, right?
Probably. And that's the thing. Like, I kind of wrote off Pokemon Unite after playing it on mobile. Like, it's fun. It feels like baby's first MOBA, but then I also played League of Legends Wild Rift, and that is also baby's first MOBA. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of figure that, you know what, MOBA isn't kind of the thing for mobile. Definitely not for mobile players.
I'm not much of a mobile gamer. I know a lot of people like mobile games, but I got big fingers, little phone. I can't really, like, it doesn't work with me.
Right.
My fingers just like obstruct everything, and then my phone battery dies, and then I have no phone for the rest of the day. It doesn't work out.
Well, and then,
when you're in real estate, you got people calling you every 5 minutes. Like, I have literally notifications just from when we started this podcast, and it gets really annoying when those pop up when you're gaming too. So, right. Mobile games, meh. I like Switch. Switch is mobile-ish.
Switch is mobile-ish, but like it has... I was about to say it's got more battery life. It doesn't. It doesn't. It's like playing on the phone. You get more gameplay out of the phone than you do on the Switch, but the Switch is so much bigger. It's such a better experience. Kevin has two, for God's sake.
You could also touch it, right? Like, yeah, these are touchscreen. Yeah. I never touch them, but
yeah,
you know, besides what I'm doing right now. Yeah, they're touchscreen too. So even if you wanted to pretend like they were mobile, you can do so.
I remember playing Arena of Valor on the Switch, and that one, I believe, was touchscreen only. And that one.
Was it? I didn't use touchscreen.
Oh, did you not? Oh, you were able to. Okay. Good. Because I know they had touchscreen controls, but that made the screen, that made your finger get like super, super hot. You burn off your fingerprints, kind of hot.
Oh, no.
Wasn't good.
But yeah, I'm excited for that one. I think it'll be a thing that I'll play for like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll take over my entire existence for a couple of days. I think it'll just be like, it depends. What I think it depends on is like MOBAs have two things to them. When you're starting off, it's a ranking system. Like not ranking system, like rank up system, like unlockables, unlocking characters, leveling up, things like that. If they have a very good leveling up system, then I'm going to get hooked. That's just the way my brain works. I get pretty colors really interest me. And then once you get to the end game, if they have a good ranked system, which know if they're going to have, I mean, Snap has one. So maybe Unite is going to have one. I definitely expect them to have a good level up system, though.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be like, oh, you got this new diamond. When you got 40 of these, you can get this Talonflame skin. And, you know, some dumb stuff like that. Oh, you want to get 40 diamonds? Pay $69.99.
I love that. Love that stuff. Can't get enough of it. Lupus Rex has an interesting thing there. You should be able to disable notifications when gaming. I agree, but with a extreme caveat there. I think that mobile gaming is only good with mobile games that you can drop at any time and be completely fine. And that's why I'm kind of iffy on MOBAs, because I'm like, I would like to just be able to play my game, but then if somebody is trying to contact me, that's not taken up by the same device.
Yeah.
You know, like, or imagine like you're gaming, but you have this setting where it automatically like stops your call and is like, hey, Mike is gaming right now and can't take your call. He'll get back to you when he's done this game. Meanwhile, my boss is like, it's work hours. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, that's not something you really want to have.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much people call you. People call me a lot. And if I don't answer calls, then I lose a contract, you know? Mm. I mean, no, it's just like my line of work, right?
I get it. Yeah.
It's kind of like the where and the when. Yeah, but Lupus, we'll definitely let Steve Jobs know and we'll get back to you on that one, okay?
There you go. There you go. There you go. yeah, nobody calls me for my job. I'm alone.
That's good. that's honestly a blessing. My phone number is ruined now because I have to make it public.
Now people call me on Slack and stuff. You used to call me on my Slack. So I think, you know what, let's take a short wee little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some Pokemon stuff. But first, it is episode 83. That means it's Farfetch'd Day.
Oh, we're supposed to guess.
No, it's Farfetch'd Day.
I wouldn't have never guessed Farfetch'd.
I know you wouldn't have. I know you wouldn't.
Scyther. Next one's Scyther.
Do you think so? Do you think it's Scyther?
It's either Scyther or Chansey. They always have a... Oh, I'm just sniffing the leak right now. why do you get the good one? This is fair.
Do you want the other one? You can have the other
one.
No,
it's okay. It's fine. This one looks like me anyway.
I'll give you the other one. It's okay. Ah, I clicked the wrong button.
It's one of those single Evos, right? It's
yes.
Going to be like... Well, now we're in the line of single Evos. It's going to be like a Chansey or something. Or Kangaskhan. I'm going with Kangaskhan.
Do you want to know so that next week I can just... say what it is.
I'm going to forget it next week anyway.
I know,
so I'd
that's
love
fair.
To know.
Yeah. So you're wrong in that it's not a single Evo. It's another bird.
Skarmory? That's not Gen 1.
Whoa.
Another bird. Hold on. Now, why don't we just hint each other all the time? That's great. Yeah. Another bird. Mm-hmm. Generation 1 bird.
Yep, Generation 1
isn't
bird.
Isn't Pidgeot. That
no.
Isn't Fearow. So that's too far down.
Nope.
What else floats?
Yeah, right? Okay. I know why you're having a tough time with this.
What color is it?
It's
probably not a competitive Pokemon at all. Of
it's
course
not.
It's brown. That doesn't help me. Most
yeah.
birds are brown.
It doesn't have wings, though. It doesn't have wings. Think of a bird
that's not a
have
bird!
Wings. Yes, well, it is.
It's got flippers?
It's got flippers.
What?
It doesn't have flippers. I don't know.
Penguinomon.
Hold on. I need to actually look this up.
A bird. Is it normal type? They all were, right?
It's normal.
It's definitely flying type.
It doesn't have flippers. It's got sticks for feet.
Sticks for feet?
Yeah.
Oh. Ostrich. Doduo.
Hey. Good job. You did it.
I did. Oh my god, how many people said it before me? Let me check.
Oh, you got three.
Oh, nearly everyone. Okay.
The Revheads even capitalized the second D as well, which is a spelling that I've never seen before. It's a do duo.
Do two.
Meanwhile, there's do tree. That's the one that I like. Do three? We'll be right back.
Yeah. On
all
our
right.
break, I'm going to check what Doduo stats are. Dodrio stats are.
Dodrio? Like Dodrio SS is going to bring me to...
Oh,
okay.
Bad. Not bad.
Wow. Glass Cannon Bird.
Ability is absolute garbo. They're all just bad.
Do 3.
Tangled Feet is probably the only good one.
Doduo used Fly somehow. I like that comic too.
Oh, they have no good moves, though. They're all normal type moves.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. On the... Is that just not a Pokemon in Sword and Shield?
It is not, no.
Okay, that's why it doesn't have a moveset. All right, cool. Yeah, what do people use on this in Sun and Moon?
I guess Sword Stance, Jump Kick.
Yeah, Jump Kick.
They don't have high Jump Kick.
Regular old Jump Kick.
Just regular old Jump Kick.
It probably has high Jump Kick. It probably would have
Ultra
high Jump
Sun.
Kick.
Let me check Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Yeah, I'm checking fair. List for Pikachu and Eevee.
It probably would have high Jump Kick in Sword and Shield if it were ported in.
It
because
does
it's
not
like
have
a,
high Jump Kick. Yeah.
You know what it would have? Close Combat.
Yes. Doesn't matter if it has hands or not. It has heads.
Exactly. I moved this over.
It's heads
so much.
Or fists.
I need to move me back.
It gets Thrash, Swords Dance, Jump Kick, Drill Peck. That, I guess that's a set. Oh, also gets Brave Bird as an egg move, so you can make that happen.
Okay. It is
attack,
a Brave Bird.
Knock off, Stomping Tantrum.
Wow. So isn't that silly? Think about that. Think about that. The fact that Dodrio has not been in Sword and Shield means that if it comes into Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, then it might not get close combat because it was never programmed to get that from the close combat editions.
So sad.
Because it's being taken over by another company now. Is like, do all of these Pokemon have their... Do all the Dexited Pokemon have their movesets? That's my question. Have their movesets that they would have had if they were ported over?
I don't think so, because then they would be on data mine websites like this. Right?
That's so true.
Pokemon TV would have it.
But is that on a database somewhere in the Pokemon company's like folder that they're going to pass over to... I forget the name of the developer again.
Well, if they ever decide to do something with this game, right? They got to do something with this game, dude. We're in need of another DLC,
Ilka.
Or at the minimum, just open us up, you know?
Ilka?
Yeah. Well, their Game Freak has taken over the battle system, so I'm assuming Ilka's only responsible for making the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Game Freak is just going to make the battle system, which includes moves and stuff.
Remind me, have they talked about the next Nintendo Direct?
No. There's been no Pokemon Direct announced. Just whatever leakers were saying that it would come at the end of this month, but it doesn't smell like it is.
Wow.
But typically, Pokemon Directs happen on Wednesdays, and then they announce them Tuesdays. So who knows? End of the month ends Wednesday. There very well could be a June 30th Pokemon Direct.
Nintendo can retroactively win E3 if they just...
if they just pushed it back 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, if they release or if they give Pokemon news, they can win E3 from 3 weeks ago. It's fine.
I don't know why they don't like to do it. They just don't. I think when Sword and Shield came out, they showed stuff of it at E3, but then they announced stuff later. Right, it was like later on in the month they like officially announced it in a Pokemon Direct or something.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we had a Pokemon Direct too.
It's been. The Revhead says, "Why has Dodrio?" There we go. Perfect. Thank you for capitalizing the second D again. Why has Dodrio never had extreme speed? They say it moves faster than cars, but can't learn extreme speed. You'd think a Pokemon that runs fast would have extreme speed. That's the.
There's a lot of questions about Pokemon. There's a lot of questions. It should get e-speed. That would help it. I mean, but I feel like
would
you
it?
Need a whole stat rework to fix that Pokemon,
yeah.
You know?
Nintendo did win E3. That's absolutely true.
Metroid,
they'd win E3 again.
Maybe I just wasn't alive for Metroid. Original Metroid stuff. What year was that?
Maybe you weren't?
Original
Metroid release date.
You guys got to realize, my parents came to this country as immigrants. They weren't very rich. I didn't have a Nintendo 64 until like 2000.
Super Metroid was 1994.
I was born in 95, so
Metroid was 1986. But
definitely wasn't alive.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Mike wasn't alive.
I wasn't there. I didn't play Metroid games until like. Way later. I can't even remember when I first started playing Metroid games. I think Game Boy Advance was my first Metroid game.
I think my first experience with Metroid was the demo that you got with the original DS. The Metroid Prime demo that that was my only game for almost 2 months before my parents could afford another game. And I would just replay the demo over and over and over. So sad.
I think it was Metroid Fusion. That was my Metroid game. Yeah. Metroid Fusion, Metroid Prime, I never played, but I've seen enough gameplay to be able to say that I have. But that is the only Metroid game that I've actually played. Isn't that something? I'm looking at the list of Metroid games.
People are going to get mad if I make this comparison. Aren't Metroid and Mega Man kind of similar in their play styles?
No? I hate you for saying that, but you're not wrong.
Yeah. So I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of, it's kind of like the Buster Gun kind of run across the 2D
map. You're
a
little
thing.
Armored person shooting lemons. You collect power-ups that change you.
I know I've upset some people.
Yeah. Yeah. There are differences. Yes, anybody can make differences, but I think if you boil it down to, like, you remember those like those old memes where it's like the exploding brain and then the less exploding brain, and it went
yes.
the other way, but it went like the simple brain and the stonks guy.
The stonks guy
is just the line armored person shooting lemons. That is Metroid and Mega Man.
We're having some quality conversations for a break. It's
the ultimate for each. All right.
It is off season. You keep this in.
Okay. That's good, because then we don't have to cut all this out. I would hate to lose all that. So welcome back, I guess.
Yeah. I guess we never really left. Hey,
no,
guys.
I guess we never really left. Okay. Well, then in that case, let me do a quick pivot over to the Patreon real quick. Patreon.com/PokerSportsPodcast, where we just finished up, as of yesterday, I believe, our June league, which is awesome. Congratulations. Thank you, everybody, for finishing that before the end of the month. We did it. We did it, everybody. But most importantly,
I contributed.
You lost in the first round.
Hey, you got to lose early to finish early.
That's you're not wrong. So purple. Let's talk purple. Purple is a member of the Discord, a member of the Patreon. Fantastic.
PokeSports colors right there.
PokeSports. Exactly. Exactly. Whoa. I never even thought of that.
You forgot what color we were.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, how do we decide on this? It's like, we want it to be red side, blue side, and we're like, what's the middle of red? Oh, no, it was Master Ball.
Master Ball.
We decided on purple, and then we're like, what colors make purple is red and blue, so Mike is red and I'm blue.
And that's
cute, right?
That's the simplest look behind the curtain that anybody will ever get from us. It was not that well thought out. Anyway, purple is a person. Purple won through that entire league completely undefeated. And I believe that's like five different best of threes that they had to do.
Oh, he didn't even give a set to anybody?
A single game. Or,
wow.
Not a single game.
See, Purple, I did the opposite.
Four games.
I lost immediately.
Yeah.
I didn't win a single game.
Congratulations, Kevin. You are the anti-Purple. I'm proud of you.
What's anti-purple? I am orange.
What's the opposite of purple?
All right. Orange.
Let's talk his team real quick. So purple came with six Pokemon, as usual. Spectre, Rillaboom, Colossal, Urshifu R, Celesteel, and Grimmsnarl. Now, this,
bro, that's gross.
Right? And this is what sparked my idea for today's topic, is how do you innovate in a solved meta. Now, what is a solved meta? That is a type of people have figured out this gameplay, right? You look at series 8, 7, 6, you had Incineroars being used with like 50 some odd percent, but their move sets even within that were different. Now you have Incineroar at 33%, so one of every three teams is bringing an Incineroar, but all of their moves are basically the same. 98% of them use fake, 98.9% of them use fake out, 98.3% of them use Flare Blitz, and 90% use Parting Shot. So even Incineroar, the Pokemon with all of the variety, has essentially been figured out. People are like, this is the one that's actually going to work. Now, mind you, this isn't the one that Purple brought. Purple didn't bring an Incin. but he's mostly figured out this game.
I mean, of course. I mean, it looks like his team's scary. Colossal's there. Urshifu R is there. Urshifu R has been seeing so much play for absolutely no reason. And the many months ago where I said that Urshifu R was the worst one, I guess I gotta take it back. I didn't want to take it back because I was right for so long, but I guess I'm not right anymore because Urshifu R is terrifying. Grimmsnarl is also a scary, dumb Pokemon. I hate that thing.
Yeah.
And the new kid on the block has been Celesteela for a lot of competitive players. Steel Flying's too good.
It's Skarmory's so good.
So when you make a Skarmory that does damage and can Dynamax and be unkillable, and you can just give a weakness policy, and then you have to hit it with a bunch of non-super effective moves, because if you hit it with a super effective move, then you're just kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You'll encounter a little bit of a problem. I mean, granted, also, Meteor Beam Power Herb is just a dumb combination that only existed this generation because Meteor Beam only existed in this generation. Why did they make that move?
Yeah. Why is Meteor Beam there?
I mean, why give Celesteela a counter to, like, the only type that threatens it in Fire type, right? It's like, yikes. Oh, well.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm looking at this Colossal as well, and as much as I don't want to give him credit on our podcast, that's Wolf right there. Wolf, he figured out the Colossal early and he won a lot because of it. And it just turns out it's because Colossal is a just insane Pokemon. It's a crazy Pokemon. I don't think that he was the one that made it crazy, mind you, but I think that he discovered that it was just bonkers. Such a bonkers Pokemon.
I'm having a weird experience that I never had before. I'm speaking to my old roommate Tyler from college. I lived with this man for 4 years. He is getting into competitive Pokemon, you know. He's played now? Pokemon as a kid. Yeah, now.
Okay.
He's played Pokemon as a kid, and yeah, he was the kind of kid to you know, use Blizzard, Thunder, Hydro Pump on his Gyarados, you know, just like whatever special Gyarados moveset you could stick on. So he's like asking me a lot of questions about Pokemon, right? And I guess this is interesting to me because we make PokeSports videos for also a teaching experience, right? We want to teach people how to play the game better. But typically the people that look up the game are people that already know how to play a little bit. So it's like he's asking me questions like, yo, why is Colossal even good? And like I had to sit there and think about it. And I could just give such a long list about why it's good. It's just so scary. Yeah. Recently today I got like he said, can you explain to me why Dragapult is good? I was like, it's just so it could do everything.
Yeah.
It could Dynamax and weakness policy and sweep and go full support with Willow and dual screens. It's so stupid fast. Like, it has no resistances. It has so many resistances, and you also can't fake it out. It does everything good.
It so does it's like, whatever you want it to do, and it does it first.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I never had to sit there and think about, like, why is Dragapult good? I just kind of always accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Colossal. Like, why is Colossal good? Always goes first. Does too much damage. It's very good typing. And Dynamax is broken. Dynamax is enabling a lot of Pokemon, I think, too. Like, once they remove Dynamax, a lot of the Pokemon that we see now are just going to be utter garbage.
Yeah. I would say that even Dragapult, to an extent, like, there are some very subtle nuances that Dynamax brings that will kind of bring Dragapult out of this if they remove it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to mention the Colossal on the side surf Dragapult kind of thing, but like
gross.
it's absolutely gross. But I don't know. Like, I think that the removal of Dynamax is going to make Dragapult less used.
That would be a serious idea that we haven't spoken of.
What if Dynamax wasn't there?
I don't think you and I, well, we've talked about if it happens, but I think last week or a couple weeks ago when we asked what we thought Series 10 was going to be, neither of us said Dynamax deleted.
Oh, you think honestly, in Sword and Shield?
I mean, they're doing that for the singles competition. There's a singles competition going on right now, if not already happened, that is literally Sword and Shield with no Dynamax. I mean, if they do that for doubles, I'd be down. I'd be so interested to see what Pokemon just kick the bucket. Because, like, you're still going to expect to see, like, the Regieleki's, the Rillabooms, the Landoruses. Like, those are just Pokemon that don't need Dynamax to be good. Like, the Incineroar will still stick around, the Urshifus, the Finnies. But you're not going to see Glacier that much. You're not going to see Celesteel that much. You're not going to see Moltres that much. Because these are all Pokemon that kind of rely on Dynamax to be good.
So, right? There's that. Yes, and, like, Metagross, yeah, not going to be in the game. But I think what's interesting to me is not just so much the Pokemon that rely on Dynamax, but the Pokemon who are brought because of Dynamax, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so many people bring Urshifus not because they Dynamax them. They don't Dynamax them, in fact. They keep them as little boys. But they use their always crit abilities because there are Pokemon out there that will max Steel Spike and up their own defense, and then you can just, like, kind of break through that. I think without that need, it kind of is a point in Urshifu's detriment that they're just not going to bring them anymore. And that would be something that brings up those other just naturally good Pokemon. Garchomp, welcome back. I think Garchomp is broken from Dynamax. Like, Dynamax broke Garchomp. You can't bring a Garchomp anymore because Dynamax exists. If Dynamax wasn't there, Garchomp would.
Everything gets max Wyrmwind now. Before special dragon types, all they can do was, like, you know, try to shoot a Draco, and then you shoot one Draco, you hit it, congratulations, you're negative two, you're forced to switch, right?
Ice moves weren't great.
Yeah, I mean, what you have, Ice Beam and maybe the Blizzard. But
Hail, Hyper Beam, K, that's pretty good.
Like, Garchomp was so tanky, like, an Ice Shard wouldn't even take it out sometimes. Like, you'd have to really try hard to knock out a Garchomp.
I mean, Tyranitar would be used a lot more. Hatterene would be used a lot more. Kingdra would be used a lot more. All of these Pokemon that are currently sitting at, like, less than 2% are kind of sitting there for absolutely no reason. All of the Galarian legendary birds, Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres, like, they would be used in a different way. Moltres would be less used for its Dynamax, but you'd see Zapdos and Articuno definitely, like, up there along with them.
I think Zapdos would go up in usage because Incineroar would be up in usage and Zapdos is Defiant. Moltres would go down. It's really easy. I don't know if you guys have, like, ever done this. I'm sure you have at one point in your life. It's so easy to KO a Moltres if it's not Dynamax. I feel like Moltres, a lot of people, when they saw Moltres and they saw its stats and they saw its, you know, typing, they were like, oh, it's going to be the worst bird. I think Dynamax kind of enabled it, though. It really did. To make it that much tankier and to give it that much stat boost with Weakness Policy plus Berserk is what really enabled it.
Yeah.
And then Comfy next to it enabled it as well, obviously. Right. Like, that Pokemon existing is a big reason for why Moltres is Moltres. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's kind of, it would be such a different meta. But at the same time, there will still be your set core of five, right? You're still going to have your Incineroar, your Finnies. That'll be your Grass, Water, Fire core. And you guys won't get more creative than that, huh?
There you go. Quilverbell says, we just had the big no Dynamax tournament from Necra. The winner had a Galarian Zapdos. Well, there you go.
There it is.
Anything weak to max Airstream, they say, viable in the no max format.
Yeah, Airstream's so broken. It's true. It's a very good point.
Airstream, I'm seeing it right silly. Now. That specific tournament had Galarian Zapdos, Nidalee, Rillaboom, Incineroar, Tapu Fini, and Porygon 2. All of those Pokemon, in my mind, are Pokemon that do not require Dynamax to be good. The closest one, probably Rillaboom, but Rillaboom, it suffices perfectly without Dynamax.
Yeah, I don't feel like I have to Dynamax Rillaboom.
Just the fact that it gets fake out.
If I Dynamax it, it's because I have no better choice. Right. The one set If I were going to play in a Dynamax, in a Dynamax format, I think the one thing I would go back to trying would be a beat up Terrakion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can do very well.
Right.
Or maybe in like a Swagger Lumberry thing with maybe not Thundurus. Thundurus is just better as a Defiant now, but you know, just go like back to very old Gen 5 Pokemon.
Right.
Terrakion just sweeps the game.
And I mean, on that note, big congrats to Albert B. Midnight on Twitter for being the winner of the non-Dynamax tournament in what Necro calls the EV series.
That's
a nice name. I like that name. It's a good name.
Has anyone Dynamaxed an Eevee before? Or do people just forget about that one? You know, Eevee gets a Gigantamax. Gigantamax, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone forgot about that one.
Wait
huh?
a minute. So does that mean that... Oops. Oops. Wow. That's funny. That is very funny.
Speaking of tournaments, Players Cup, did it finish yet? We should know this.
I should know this.
We should know this. Hold on. We're going to find this out because this is somewhat kind of the thing that we do.
Yeah, that was last week. That was 2 weeks ago, dude.
We got a winner?
No. We got a top 16.
Was that it?
Yep.
Oh, wait, is there no rest of it?
Don't know. You know, I don't know. We've got to figure this out for next week, huh?
In just one day, Players Cup 4 regional qualifiers will commence. Competition will be fierce as only 16 players from each region will continue on to the regional finals. This was posted on June 18th. Regional finals. Okay, new information on the upcoming Play Pokemon 2022 championship series has been made. This is PokeSports stuff. Let's see.
This is how we prepare for podcasts. Usually, yes.
It looks like planning is underway for the 2022 championship series season. It joins blah 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 safety concerns. This update provides information. Just tell me what it is, man. World Championships will take place in London, August 2022. Mike, will we go? Probably.
I'd
we go. Have enough time. I'd go. I've never been to England.
I don't know if I'll make it, but I'll go.
Sure.
Yeah.
The age division for players in 2022 season will increase by 1 year from the 2020 season. Junior division is born 2010 or later. Seniors born 06 to 09. And masters born 05 or earlier.
You're talking worlds right now, right?
This is the only information they're giving me. I'm just reading things.
Yeah, finals. Like, okay. Finals for Players Cup 4 is in July. There it is.
Oh, okay. Yes. So these are all teams.
Yes.
I'm over here talking about next year.
You're talking about Worlds. You're talking about Worlds 2022. I don't know what you're doing.
This is such a long article. All they had to tell us was that it's happening.
I'm a big fan of articles and services that give you like a TLDR at the beginning. You don't want to read this. Just here. This is the one or two liner of what you're about to read. Be on your way. We got your click. Let's go.
I feel like in the world we live, it's just like, stop wasting my time.
There's no time. There's no time. We're not reading the newspaper anymore. Unless you are. I don't know about you.
No. Mm-hmm. I look at manga now. I wouldn't consider that reading.
Yeah.
I'm offending people by saying that, but it's not reading.
Kevin's on the offense tour
today. Oh, yeah, I'm offending. I haven't offended you by the end of this podcast. I haven't done my job right.
Oh, no.
I got Boruto.
Kevin lives in the dark world. Congratulations. You're reading Bolt.
Volume 2. See, like, this is, there's not even a word on these two pages.
Put that away. Get that out of here. So the Incineroar thing is the thing. That was where that tangent started. So let me just finish the thought that I was having here dealing with the solved meta. These games are decided much quicker. Games in Pokemon now, they don't take nearly as long. There's a lot of people who have kind of figured out when they've lost. They know their win conditions. They know their loss conditions. They know just kind of what's happening. So these games are being decided very quickly. Kevin, go on about your Boruto stuff, whatever.
If you guys aren't watching, it's pretty good right now. You should watch it. If you're like me and you started watching Boruto and then you were just like, this is kind of boring. It's kind of a lot of filler. They actually started doing manga stuff now. It's incredible. It took them 200 episodes, but we're here. My recommendation is I would start an episode. I would watch the movie. And you probably skipped episode 188 at that point. And then, then you're pretty much caught up.
That's it. And that's Kevin's recommendation for the week. My recommendation, go watch To Your Eternity. It's a beautiful show. I guess.
Should I watch that before or after Incredibles? You're so mad at me. I feel your anger.
It just hit me that you weren't talking about the Disney Pixar movie. And that you were again talking about Invincible, a beautiful show on Amazon Prime.
Oh, what did you buy on Prime Day? Did you buy anything?
I didn't get that in Canada.
Oh my God, I'm so privileged.
It wasn't Prime Day here, dude. Nope.
Well, what I bought, I finally got myself an Amazon Echo. I got myself some drapes. I got myself some throw pillows for the couch. Turns out there was no pillows inside of them, so I also had to buy pillows later down the line. I got a first aid kit. I got some LED lights for my desk.
It's nice.
What else did I get? Coat hangers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very good deal. It was $15 for 50 of them, and they have the Velcro, not the Velcro, but the fuzzy, so it doesn't slip down.
And all this cost $15?
Wow. No, just the 50 coat hangers.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I got other things that I can't remember. I got an air fryer.
Ooh.
Gotta stay healthy, folks.
Ooh.
Panini press.
Whoa.
Needed that one. I wanted to get a margarita mixer, but those are expensive.
Kevin.
Those are like $200 a pop. I didn't want that.
You went hard on this Prime Day. What?
I got it paycheck, Mikey.
Oh my God. All right. I'm going to end this podcast before you go absolutely off the deep end. I want to give a big thanks to our amazing patrons out there again from patreon.com/bogeysportspodcast. Some really, really cool people out there who decide to provide us with their support month over month, even during these trying times. And we want to really highlight that you guys are amazing. People like, oh, there it is. There. Okay. We're talking like people like Matthew H. Corey. Gotta bring that way down. There you go. Talking about people like Matthew H. and Corey and Carlo H., Jack S., Scott D., Joseph G., King B., Martine, Ahmed A., Colton W., Roe Ixon, that's just a full name there you go, Alex Scott Sauce, Arctivish Dylan, Greg T., Louis J., I never know if I'm saying that right, is it Louis? Louis? I don't know. Make It Totter, PA, that's our mod, Ryan Garcia, and of course, Sewan. I want to thank you guys so, so much for your patronage. I also want to thank everybody who's followed us on Twitter at twitter.com/PokeSportsPod, or just follow us on Twitter at PokeSportsPod. You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/PokeSports, where we're going to be streaming Hades this week. This week, I really want to try and get my times down on Hades. That's my competitiveness that I'm working on this week.
So Kevin, proud of you, Mike.
Thank you. What are you up to this week, Kevin?
Well, right now I'm on Uber Eats trying to order some ramen, but there's no ramen places open.
You got a shout out or something? Like,
No, selling.
You don't. Obviously, you don't.
I mean, I'm still selling houses. You know me. You guys live in the New Jersey area, call me. You could actually just DM me my number on Discord or ask for my number if you actually have an inquiry. Or know someone that has an inquiry. Don't got money to buy a house? Can help you rent one too. That's it. I can't find any ramen though.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You guys know any ramen places open at 10 p.m.?
Join us at 9 p.m. every week, every other week, I should say, to follow this live, follow this train wreck live as it happens. And we will see you in 2 weeks for the next episode of Poker Sports Podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Later.